Welcome to the Weight Loss and Women Professionals podcast. I'm your host, certified life and weight loss coach and physician, Dr. Amruti Chowdhury, MBBS. I lost over 92 pounds using the mind management tools I teach. In this podcast, you will learn how to lose weight for the last time by taking control of your mind. Once you deal with the mental weight, the physical weight will be much easier to release. If you're ready for a fresh new perspective on weight loss, you're in the right place. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the podcast. I think this is one of the first ones for 2024. And if I have not said it to you yet, a very, very happy new year, my friend. I am so happy that you are here listening to the podcast, and I am so happy that this is going to be the first one for 2024. So, firstly, let me update you on what has been happening in my life, and then I will get into today's topic. So, it's been a very up and down journey from the end of 2023 into 2024. So, in the end of 2023, there was a lot of reflection and really embracing all the different parts of 2023. There was so much growth in 2023, and I felt that some of my words were embrace and nourish. And I felt like, what were the main things that I wanted to nourish? They were my mind, my body, and my soul. And I feel like I have grown so much in understanding myself and being able to help my clients as a result of that. And so that was absolutely phenomenal. It was so nice to have a whole 2 weeks off with my boys. It was really luxurious, really nourishing. Unfortunately, we did get really unwell, but I guess it was just our body saying, you know what, we really need to slow down and just be in the being rather than the doing all the time. And so that was kind of an apt end to 2023. And we had a lovely evening with our friends for New Year's Eve, and we then started 2024, and I felt like I had a renewed energy at the start of 2024. I felt like this is my year of serving even more so serving myself, but also serving all of you. And then suddenly we had a really sad bit of news in our family. We had the death of someone quite close in our family. It was a male, and it was under unforeseen circumstances, and it really, really shook up the whole family. And I knew this man, I wouldn't say very, very closely, but he's quite a close family relative, and it really did shake up myself, my husband, you know, all of us. And I think it just reminded me about the fragility of life and the importance of mental and physical health. And it really kind of lit a fire under myself to really show up and help people this year. So if you are struggling with anything mentally, physically, and you just feel like you're trapped, or that there's no one who understands, or that you can't speak to anyone about it, I want you to email me and I will tell you if I can help you. But if I can't help you, I will guide you into the best resources for you, but you don't have to feel alone. And I feel so privileged to be in a position where I can help people with their mental and their physical health, so that we are getting to that root cause. And I just realized by going through this bereavement in our family that so many people are struggling. So many people are struggling silently, and this doesn't have to be the case anymore. And so I really wanted to bring you an episode today about feeling all the feelings. And you may be thinking, why do I have an episode about feeling all the feelings on a weight loss podcast? Well, let me tell you, this is by far the most important skill that I teach my clients in a way that they can use for the rest of their lives. And let me break it down for you. The reason why any of us eat when we are not physically hungry is because we are trying to either enhance a positive emotion to make ourselves feel even better or to numb out a negative emotion to distract ourselves from it. And so let me just remind you of all the things that we can do with feelings before I talk about feeling all the feels. So our aim with feelings is to feel them. And if you look at children, they are very good at feeling their feelings. They are very good at being in that present moment instead of, you know, worrying about the past or the future or anything like that. And the way you can tell this is they may be incredibly happy 1 minute and then they go to having the biggest meltdown and then they go to feeling really loving again, right? The only reason they're able to do that is because they're able to regulate their nervous systems and they're able to feel those emotions in their body instead of having thoughts about those emotions as being bad or as being good. So this is why you will see with very young children that they have this innate way of being, which is feeling their emotions. But somewhere along the line, as we become adults, as we get conditioned by society to act in a certain way, we may have received this messaging, I know I did myself, that feelings are bad. So I know I knew growing up that I absorbed the message of I shouldn't be angry, I shouldn't feel jealous, I shouldn't feel frustrated, I shouldn't feel disappointed. I should change everything around me so that I'm not feeling all of these things. And it's nothing to do with my parents. My parents had and gave me the most amazing upbringing. But what I've learned in my coaching relationship is that even though I had the most amazing childhood, there were still things that my parents weren't able to deliver in terms of my needs. And that's nothing against them. They are on their own path. They are doing the best that they can with the information that they know. And it is now my job to look at some of those cultural and parenting patterns that I've inherited from my parents and from culture and look at whether they're still serving me right now. So I'll give you an example. I have really struggled with anger and rage. And sometimes that is with my children. Sometimes it's when I don't hit a certain goal that I have set for myself. I tend to be very critical of myself. And when I'm feeling annoyed or angry, I normally react to that emotion. So instead of allowing that sensation in my body, I normally kind of shout back at my kids or snap or, you know, bring up my defensive wall. And I've noticed, and I've been doing a lot of work in my own self-coaching and my own coaching with my coaches about looking at that anger. And when I was a child, it was very much like whenever I was feeling angry, I would be offered some food or a toy or be distracted from my anger. I didn't feel the safety to be able to feel that anger. It was very much like, why are you feeling angry? Stop feeling angry. Be happy again. And obviously, that's the message that I absorbed. And that is why, even now as an adult, I beat myself up for feeling angry. So I had to, in my own coaching, really be able to allow the sensations of anger in my body. What that looks like is letting that sensation be there, not trying to react to it, which means like, you know, shouting at someone or giving someone the silent treatment or going off in a strop. Not resisting it, which means, you know, if you think about a beach ball resting on some water, that will not really take much energy. But when you're resisting an emotion, it's the equivalent of pushing that beach ball all the way underwater. And if you're thinking about that, that takes a lot of energy to keep that beach ball under the water, right? And what then tends to happen is when you let go of that, it blows up in your face, right? That is resisting an emotion. And then distracting or avoiding an emotion is what I became an expert at. That is when I would do another behavior, like going to find some food or busying myself in my education or scrolling on social media or people pleasing my parents or going and buying things. These were the behaviors that I used to do and still do a lot of the time to avoid my emotions. And so when you are doing one of those three things, reacting to your emotions, resisting them, or avoiding them, what you're not doing is feeling that emotion. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is in your weight loss journey, in your life in general, you're going to have so many feelings. I've been dealing with a lot of grief recently, but also coupled with that, there's been a lot of gratitude for my life and feeling very, very blessed. So I've had to be willing to feel all the feelings, allow them in my body, let them be there, not push them away, not react to them. And that has been a real challenge. Now, I class myself as a feelings expert. I am world known for my feelings work, and people come to me and get phenomenal transformation in their habits, in their ability to feel feelings, in their ability to heal things from the past very quickly by, you know, using the method of reparenting the inner child. We do a lot of very deep work, and my feelings work is very, very high class, you know, elite, very, very well known in the industry. And I feel that the reason I'm able to deliver such high class coaching, especially around feelings, is because I am willing to feel all the feelings myself. And when I realize that I am resisting my emotions or avoiding them or reacting to them, I'm willing to go in and look at what is going on for me. What is it that I am avoiding? What are my thoughts about this anger that is coming up? Am I thinking that I shouldn't be angry? Am I thinking that feeling jealous is bad? Am I thinking that it's wrong to feel disappointed? When you can get clear on what are my thoughts about these emotions, then you can allow yourself to just feel the sensation in your body. Every emotion is a sensation in your body, and it will never, ever, ever harm you. But it may feel very, very weird because you've not been taught how to feel your emotions, right? And so if you feel like this is something that does resonate with you, you're like, you know what? I do notice that I go to the food to feel better. I go to scroll on social media to just get away from my day. I go and buy things because it gives me a buzz in the moment because I'm trying to avoid the stress from my life. When you are doing any of these things, it just shows that you are avoiding your emotions. If you notice that you are quite snappy with people around you, you may be reacting to your emotions. And you don't only have to react outwards, you may be reacting inwards and holding it in and holding it in. And then it often explodes, right? Or you may be noticing that you're resisting your emotions. You want to say things or you want to act in a certain way, but you're just not able to. And if any of these things are happening, And I want to assure you, it happens to every single person. But if you're noticing that you actually want to work on this and you want to learn a way to create that safety in your nervous system to be able to feel these emotions, come and join us in the May Weight Loss Group Coaching Program. Enrollment is open, and I would love to have you on a free consult where you can discuss with me whether this is a good fit for you. So this is particularly for those people who want to lose weight using mind management and body regulation tools. But one of the main tools that I'm going to be teaching you is how to feel your emotions. And feelings come up every single moment of every single day. And if you learn the tool of feeling your emotions, you have that tool for the rest of your life. You don't need to go to food to make it better. You don't need to go to social media or buying extra things to make it better. Now, does that mean that it's going to solve it for good if you know this tool? No, it doesn't mean that. But what we do in the 6 months of the group coaching program is we not only learn the tool, but we apply it again and again and again over those 6 months. Now, it takes a few weeks to actually build a habit. And this is the reason why we have the group coaching program as 6 months. So this is the reason why we can literally rewire your brain and get you building sustainable habits so you can lose the weight for good. But more importantly, you can feel better in any single situation for the rest of your life. So my friends, if you would love to join us in the May group coaching program, you can come and book a free consult. And as soon as you sign up, you have access to the Lose Weight Using Mind Management course as soon as you sign up. So say you sign up right now in February, you have all of the rest of February, all of March, and all of April, you get that access to the course for free, let me add, because normally I only give access a week before we start. My clients have been applying and listening to this course and doing this course, and they have lost a tremendous amount of weight even before we start the life coaching. This is possible for you too. And if you are feeling a little bit of FOMO about not joining the February group coaching program, or if you're like, you know what, I really want to do this work, come and join us. Go to www.amruticoaching.com/group, and you can either sign up directly there, or you can book a free call with me, and I would love to help you either see whether this is a good fit for you or it isn't a good fit. And I'm very honest. I will very clearly state whether I think we're a good fit or not, because I want to work with the people who will gain the most from this program, so that it's a win-win situation for us all. So if you want to see if this is a good fit for you, come and join us. www.amruticoaching.com/group. All right, my friends, I'll see you next time. Bye. For more free resources and for information on how to work with me, visit www.amruticoaching.com.